Breaking news from the BS and Beer News Desk.
Welcome to the Beer Chaser, our instant reaction show, breaking opinions on yesterday's news. Or today's news, if you're listening to this fast enough. If you're hearing this, if this is showing up in your feed, then you are a grand prize winner and have been given VIP access to our members-only club. If you're not hearing this, then sign up for our OnlyFans, Patreon, GoFundMe, Cash App, Venmo account, and become a patron. And then you'll get these instant reaction shows, just like everyone else.
Yes, yes. Join up, join up. So, big news coming out of the Saints. So, we moved up in the draft. The Saints obtained the number 16 pick and number 19 pick, and also got a sixth-round pick, which is 194 overall. They traded these to the Eagles. Well, they obtained these from the Eagles, and they traded pick 18, 101, which is a third-rounder, pick 237, which is a seventh-rounder, and the 23 first-round pick, and the 24 second-round pick.
So that sounds like a lot. And if it sounds like a lot, it's because it is.
And that's why we're doing the Beer Chaser.
Big move. Oh, it's exciting. If it does nothing else, it completely destroys our entire philosophy from yesterday's show.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what we said. Okay, they're clearly taking it slow. They, you know, build up over time. And then Dennis Allen heard our show and said, no, these guys are stupid.
Yes.
I'm going to draft everyone this year. We're all in.
They pushed all the chips in for the draft this year. What does this mean? Does this mean they really like a lot of guys in this draft and so they want to obtain multiple first round picks to have multiple starters? Or does it mean, hey, we're trying to accumulate some assets
to trade up into the top five.
Into the top five, yeah.
And get Derek Stingley.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get Stingley. Let's do it.
I got to tell you, I have no idea what this means. It could mean that, like you said, we're going to go after a really big fish at the top of the draft. But who's up there that, you know, in a position of need that isn't going to be there at 18? So are you going to get two starters? Maybe, but you're not getting locked, you know, guarantees at 18, 19, 16, 19, wherever it is. I mean, it's insane.
16 to 19, yeah.
This is crazy. I don't get it. Well, who is there at 16 that isn't there at 18, first off? But I guess having two picks is
the big one. The two picks.
Yeah, the big news, this draft is going to be nuts. We're going to have two firsts, still have the second, and still have a third.
Yeah.
So the first three rounds, you're looking at maybe four starters in the first three rounds.
Possibly multiple jerseys that I can buy, Craig. And can you think about this, man? Listen,
you can't buy a jersey from an offensive lineman.
No.
See, I take actual offense to that. Okay.
They don't
sell actually jerseys. Offended.
I get that like 66. 11,
you got 11 starters on offense and only six of them matter to you. That's what you're saying.
No, that big 66 or something, that's not sexy, man. It's not sexy.
First off, 68 is the best offensive lineman number for anyone who knows me. And secondly, it's just hurtful. It's a hurtful thing to say.
But like, yeah, man, you get like that number 10 or something like that. Yo, that's fire. You got to get that. Okay.
Well, I mean, you're getting rid of our future savior, Ian Book, if you're drafting a number 10, though. I noticed all them Book jerseys flying off the shelves.
You know? Yeah.
If Ian Book went to LSU, you would be wearing his jersey in this podcast right now.
Look, if Ian Book came out this year and was eligible in the draft, you know, he would be like a top five quarterback.
Stop it.
Everyone would love him. Okay.
Stop it.
But yeah, back to us obtaining these picks. I'm really hoping we see multiple guys out there because, like I was saying, we need guys, we need starters. Mm. And if we obtain two starters in the draft, like that's a win. That's a successful draft, number one. If we get two starters right off the bat.
And with four picks in the first three rounds, it's a good chance we're gonna get that.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm at now is we just re-signed Jameis. I don't like any of the quarterbacks in this draft enough to use one or both of those first round picks for it. Mm-hmm. But if you do have Jameis and you get a tackle and a receiver in the first round, both of them, we've been arguing for a month now about which one you should you get in the first round, who's going to help your offense. Now you can get both in the first round.
Absolutely.
Not only are they going to be higher quality players still available in the first round, but they have that extra year on the contract. So you're going to have these guys for a little bit longer at this rookie price.
Absolutely.
I think it's a huge move. It's a great move for Dennis Allen to not only say, this is my stamp on the team, this is what I want to do with everything, but also we're going to get the cap in order because all these guys are on rookie deals. We're making a push to, we're adding players, but we're not doing it in free agency. We're not blowing everything out like, you know, Tampa Bay or Carolina. You know, we're going to go ahead and go slow. We're going to draft guys. I thought they were going to draft him over a few years. I don't think they're all going to be this year, but here they go.
But yeah, this would be the way to get around the salary cap problems, right? You draft two starters. They come right in and boom, you're helped immediately. And yeah, we definitely have some holes to fill still. Still have safety, offensive tackle, wide receiver.
I thought you said safety was shored up now and that we're fully covered on safety.
Well, listen, the Saints also made another move by picking up Justin Evans, who's a former second round pick of the Bucks back in 2017. And this guy started, 10 games his rookie year, 11 games, and followed up the next year starting the same amount of games. And he did end up with an injury. It was Achilles injury and kind of lingering. And of course, the Bucks drafted some guys at safety and they cut him because, you know, he was injured. And so now, yeah, he's missed the past two seasons. But if he's healed and he's ready to go, we've got young talent that comes in and that started in this league and can possibly plug in that hole at free safety.
So two reasons that I really like this signing. Reason one, 2017 draft. We've seen how great the Saints have done with guys from the 2017 draft. Yes. So that just that year, you know, it's like a finely aged wine. Like, oh, that's a good year.
I trust the draft grade from that year. Yes.
And secondly, when I was watching his little, I mean, obviously I don't have a big film breakdown of him yet, but I was looking at some highlights.
Yeah.
And he picked off Tom Brady his rookie year. So
yes.
2017 draft intercepts Tom Brady. That's all I really need to have a player on this team. Like we said, he's coming off 2 years of injuries. He hasn't played ball in a long time. Mm-hmm. This is definitely kind of a shot in the dark. This is a roll of the dice. If he comes up healthy, he could be a really real asset. He could really be a starter and make a difference. But you're not risking all that much if he doesn't.
Absolutely. I think it was good for his agent to reach out, you know, to the Saints, or you know, have it worked out. But it, just looking at the depth chart, this was a good move for him because he'll get a shot absolutely in New Orleans because there's a need for it. But
yes, and we're not signing Matthew.
Does this mean that Honey Badger?
No, this doesn't mean that. Everything else is what it doesn't mean that the lack of money, the lack of going after big name free agents, the lack of us having signed him yet are pretty big signs for us not going after him. Look, the draft is in 3 weeks now, right?
Yes.
I don't think there's any chance we sign a big name like that until after the draft. These are the kind of guys we're going to be signing up until and probably after the draft. Guys, who might pan out, but you probably don't know all that well, that aren't going to be big names.
Yeah.
You're not getting Jarvis Landry in the next 2 weeks.
Well, so my concern is now we're banking on two safeties. Well, I mean, maybe not banking on, you know, Evans working out, but still Marcus May is coming off of Achilles injury and we're kind of banking on him being a starter. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, and with PJ back, that helps a little bit.
Yes.
But, And with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson being kind of working in at safety here and there, there is a chance that there's a plan for him to take on more of that responsibilities. I think safety goes real high. I think of those first four picks.
Yeah.
I think a safety is going to be one of them for sure. Hopefully. Yeah. I really don't want to see a safety in the first round. I don't think the value is there, but I definitely could see it happening.
Yeah. I think there was only like one safety I was really hearing about in the first round, that Kyle Hamilton, am I right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's who we're going to sign. We're going to draft that guy.
You know, it would be a sexier number. You know, we could probably sell some jerseys.
I don't talk about jerseys anymore. you've hurt my feelings, and you've any listeners who play offensive line have probably shut it off now. But you wouldn't have sent them the MVP codes anyway.
Listen, I'm sorry you guys don't move jerseys. You know,
just... no, we move people.
Well, you have fun with that. Okay. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for us on the Beer Chaser. And you'll reach out to us on Twitter, you know, find us on Facebook. Love to hear from you.
Yeah. If you're new to the channel, check out our big show. We have the Beer Chasers for Instant Reactions. We have the Beer Run every week, where we basically drink too much and use a podcast as an excuse to tell our wives.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com.
BS and Beer Podcast, breaking opinions on yesterday's news.